કરીશું.
ઓમ નમો ભગવતે વાસુદેવાય. ભાગવતમ કેન્ટો 6th ચેપ્ટર 18 ટેક્સ્ટ નંબર 37th. દીતિરુવાચ વરદો યદિ મે બ્રહ્મન પુત્રમ ઇન્દ્ર અહણમ હરે વ્રણે અમૃત્યુમ મૃતપુત્રાહમ એન મે ઘાતિતો સુતો. થેન્ક યુ. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. Diti replied, O my husband, O great soul, I have now lost my sons. If you want to give me a benediction, I ask you for an immortal son who can kill Indra. I pray for this because Indra, with help of Vishnu, has killed my two sons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Indra, Indrahanam, means one who can kill Indra. But it also means one who follows Indra. The word Amrityam refers to the demigods who do not die like ordinary human beings because they have extremely long duration of life. For example, the duration of Lord Brahma's life is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Sahasra Yuga Pariyantam Ahar Yad Brahmano Viduhu. Even the duration of one day or 12 hours of Brahma is 4,300,000 years multiplied by 1,000. Thus, the duration of life, his life is inconceivable for an ordinary human being. The demigods are therefore sometimes called Amara. Excuse me. Which means one who has no death. In this material world, however, everyone has to die. Therefore, the word Amrityam indicates that Diti wanted a son who would be equal to, in status, to the demigods. Diti replied, My husband, O my husband, O great soul, I have now lost my sons. If you want to give me a benediction, I ask you for an immortal son who can kill Indra. I pray for this because Indra, with the help of Vishnu, has killed my two sons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Varada, the giver of benedictions. And there is a Varadraj. In South India, there's a Varadraj, king of all the benedictors. These Amaras, these demigods, there's a talk about them. Amrityam, their interest is not to die or attain immortality. But this is not fully understood by them or most of those who think of becoming immortal. Excuse me. When the Bhagavatam recitation was about to begin, and we are talking of the recitation of Bhagavatam by Shukadev Goswami himself. He had just taken his seat and he was about to deliver the Bhagavatam, Nectar of Bhagavatam. Then the demigods came rushing and running, and they were carrying Amrit Kalash Kumbha, full of Amrit. And just before he was about to begin recitation of Bhagavatam, they proposed that this king is, he may be dying, not he's for sure he's going to be dying in 7 days. So we have Amrit to make him Amar, make him immortal. So please deliver this to him, and in exchange you give us the nectar of Bhagavat Amrit. And when Sukadeva Goswami heard this, he said, get lost. Go away. You cannot equalize the Amrit of the that makes you immortal from the churning of the ocean, and the Amrit of Bhagavat Amrit. Because you're trying to equalize these two items, you're offenders. You do not understand the ABC. And they were considered, you are not even qualified to understand Bhagavatam. One becomes immortal by engaging in devotional service of the Lord, and not just by either staying on and on and on in this body. What is the big deal to be in this body, which at some point will come to an end? Brahma he said that to Hiranyakashipu also. You're asking for me to give you benediction to become immortal. Even I am not immortal. There will be day, the last day and last breath for me also. So I cannot make you immortal when I don't have such benediction. So immortal is understood as living a long, long life. But to live a long life in this body is not a big deal, a best proposal. The oldest man on the earth was in Nepal some years ago. And when the press, but it became a little talk of the town or talk of the world, that the oldest person, 140 year or something, he was the oldest person, is in Nepal. So all the media and press persons and video photographers, they all rushed to meet this oldest person on the earth in Nepal. And finally, as they were around him, surrounded by this, they were all surrounding this old man. And they asked, what is your last wish? Is there a last wish? What is on your mind? Could you please disclose? And this old man, he said, only thing I'm thinking is, I wish to die. I wish to die as soon as possible. He was not very happy. Leading a long life in this body is not a best proposal. And one time for sure, it will come to an end. That's the nature of this body. Tu veda kumbhar, tu sa ghadevishi, tu sa fodisi, tu veda kumbhar. So, Lord, he doesn't have to do, he doesn't have to work like a coolies do with his hand and his feet. He has so many agents. He gets this work done, mayadhyakshena prakriti. And this prakriti is giving so many bodies, and some live short life. They just take birth and die right away, and some lead a little longer life. But how long could they? Not very long. So either that kind of leading a long life or merging into Brahman and try to become immortal, but then there is also patanti adhaha. They also fall down and they become social welfare workers and continue. So this is not a best thing to do. Wanting to be immortal in this body or out of this body experience, but not connecting with the Lord or not landing on the spiritual planet, just hanging in the middle, in the air, not down to the earth, forget the down, or not down to the Vaikunth, their feet not on the land, spiritual land of made up of touchstones, just in Brahman. Kaivalyam narakayate is worse than hell, according to some acharya, that's how they describe. So this idea, amarata, amar, amaratva, amrityum, that is just the half the truth. And that's a dangerous, right? To have a half knowledge, incomplete existence is a very dangerous thing. Just being in transit and you don't know what your destiny and the best proposal is Ajiv Krishna Das. E visvas karlo to ar dukhanai. That's a little part of dukh there. Ajiv Krishna Das. The living entity is Krishna Das. E visvas. This kind of conviction, understanding, realization, then dukhanai. There's no suffering. But just becoming free from dukkh of this world and then go for sukh is also not the... And that's also dvandva. Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is talking of... If you become Krishna Das, then you are certainly sukhe, dukhe, samay, kritva, labha, labho, jaya, jayo. That is where you stand. So... There were queens. I just want to make this super brief. I should be stopping right now and going. But as Radhastami is getting closer, and I had some thoughts on my mind. Just recently I read something I thought I would share. But this would take 7 days to share. Usually it's part of Bhagavatam. This is Bhagavat Mahatmya by whatever, Sudha Goswami and Shaunak, they're also discussing the Bhagavat Mahatmya. And then here in Vrindavan, Shandilya, Muni is talking, as there is a Garga Muni, there's another Muni, very famous one called Shandilya Rishi or Muni. He is from Gokul side, Nanda Maharaj side. From Mathura side is Gargacharya, and from other side, Nanda Maharaj side is Shandilya Rishi. And he is talking to Vajranav and King Parikshit. And the talk is taking place in Mathura. And these two Prabhus, they are in total anxiety. Because 16,108 queens. Time to go? We should be gone. They are in Vrindavan, Mathura. But what they are feeling is, there's no one here. This whole Vrindavan is vacant. What happened to billions and trillions of devotees, the souls, the population of this land of Braj? So the queens are missing, all the residents of Vrindavan, and in total anxiety. Then this King Parikshit and Vajranav, they are in charge, or all these queens are under their care, in their custody. So naturally they are also in anxiety because the queens are in anxiety. So they have gone to consult with Shandilya Rishi, and then he has proposed, you build different kundas and install different deities. And finally, you hold kirtan. Especially, you could hold kirtan on the banks of Kusum Sarovar. And that is where Uddhav resides, in the form of creepers and the grass and the leaves. They are hoping to get the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis who come there to pick up the flowers, to make beautiful garlands for Krishna, as they would be meeting Krishna. Every day they meet Krishna at Radha Kund at noontime. So then finally, these two Prabhus have organized a big Sankirtan, and they were told, if you perform Kirtan, Uddhav and Utsav, they go together. Wherever there is Utsav, Uddhav appears. So he will certainly appear if you hold festival and perform Sankirtan. So that is what was done, and they had confidence, of course, in Shandilya Rishi's words. So they performed Kirtan, and there was Uddhav, Haribol. And Uddhav was responsible earlier to talk to the gopis, to console gopis, to pacify gopis. Krishna personally had sent Uddhav, go talk to gopis. And he had made attempt, and some success was there. So remembering that, Shandilya Rishi was thinking, oh, same person, he's very much here in Vrindavan. So why not, he could also talk to the queens of the Lord. And hence the arrangement was made, and now Uddhav was there, and he's talking to the queens of Dwarka, of Lord Krishna's queens. And what he's going to do is, he's going to hold kirtan, katha, lasting for 1 month on the banks of Kusum Sarovar. And katha is going on. At the beginning of katha, of course, there was a misfortune of King Parikshit. Uddhav said, while we are performing this Bhagavat Katha Mahotsav, and this is beginning of the age of Kali, some disturbances are for sure expected. Could you, King, dear King, make sure law and order is maintained? That means he had to leave. But what about me? I would also like to hear. Oh, there will be special arrangement for you to hear Bhagavad Katha in the future. For sure, we guarantee you, you will have the opportunity. So he, with great reluctance, he goes away to maintain law and order, and Bhagavad Katha goes on. And as a result, anyway, result was that the whole Braj appeared as it was there before, during Krishna's time. The Katha of the Lord is non-different from the Lord, non-different from. Katha is of the Lord, and Katha is of the pastimes of the Lord, and abode of the Lord. So everything became filled with bhavas and rasas and the personalities and the leelas and those queens, they started getting up and entering into different pastimes. Whichever pastime they belong to, we should be understanding that Dwarka is just around the corner from there. Vrindavan, Dwarka, Mathura, Mayapur. This is just one abode. It appears, 15 kilometers away to go to Dwarka and so many kilometers away, Mayapur. And so, but it is just in Golok and in the realm. It is all there. So the queens were able to see by hearing the pastimes of the Lord, Bhagavad Katha of the Lord, everything was revealed unto them, and they were getting up and entering into the Nitya Leela Pravishta. They all became Nitya Leela Pravishta. And one by one, and 10 at a time, 20, 100, and 1,000 at a time, they were getting up and walking away. And then there was ultimately time, there was just the speaker and Vajranav there. Everyone else attained their constitutional positions and constitutional services. And the eternal situation. So Bhagavad Katha could do such a thing. So King Parikshit was offering Bhagavad Katha that would much more than just becoming immortal. You will be situated, properly situated, eternally situated in your spot, which you eternally belong to. And here, these devatas, they had this little kumbha, amrit. Please feed this, let king drink and let him become immortal and merge into Brahman, or let him stay in this body all and on and on and on. So you can make the comparison. There is no comparison between the immortality that is talked about, proposed, different places, and here also, Diti's wanting, again, some son, immortal. So that is one type of immortality, and by drinking some kind of amrit and going to heaven and becoming some kind of amar, and then the immortality, the constitutional position one attains by drinking Bhagavat amrit, also Krishna Karana amrit and Prasad amrit and all kinds of amrits and relationship with Krishna, coming directly from Krishna. These amrits come from Krishna. So please go on with this Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya and Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktira Bhavati Naisthiki. One attains bhakti, nistha, and then there's no irrevocable. There's no turning, no U-turn from that point. Okay, so thank you for being a good students, good audience, attentive and good dancers and chanters in the kirtans, and just go on and on and on. Keep up this good work, the path that you are on. Jai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bhav.